And it's Friday. Time to go to the movies. And this weekend, you may want to step into the Wayback Machine. Oh, yeah, with Alec Baldwin. An Alec Baldwin you would not want to take home to your mother. A rock and roll hating, fun sucking Catherine Zeta Jones. And
the legendary Stacey Jacks.
Yes, a shirtless Tom Cruise.
Oh my God, I love you, Stacey Jacks.
It's Rock of Ages, and our movie guy, Paul Preston at themovieguys.net, saw it for you. Thanks for joining us, Paul. So, Tom Cruise, half naked and singing.
Yes, the human excuse to get shirtless, Tom Cruise. Cast as an 80s icon. Not much of a leap, really. That's like casting David Hasselhoff as a has-been. Tom Cruise, this is a role he's never played, but he's batting 1,000 in comic roles, if you remember Tropic Thunder and some Night and Day, and he nails this one, too. Other supporting cast members you mentioned, Catherine Zeta-Jones is in this, Russell Brand, Paul Giamatti, and the final performance of Fat Alec Baldwin, as he's shed about 100 pounds over the last year. But Rock of Ages, much like Caddyshack, if you remember Caddyshack, really isn't about Chevy Chase, Bill Murray, and Rodney Dangerfield. It's kind of about the caddies. Rock of Ages really isn't about Cruise, Giamatti, Zeta-Jones, Baldwin, or Russell Brand. Sadly, it's about two young dreamers in 1987 L.A. Julianne Hough plays one of them. She still has a career, which means I lost a bet. She stars alongside Diego Boneta, who I think wore more makeup than Hough. But they work in a bar in Los Angeles trying to live out their dreams of being famous singers. And although you never really see Huff's character pursuing anything other than a day job, and she has one of those Britney Spears-type modern whiny crybaby voices that's really nothing to pay $10 for. Karen, my wife, said that she's so pretty you forget how badly she sings. But sadly, she has a song during the end credits so you can no longer see her and everything then comes clear.
Does Tom Cruise actually sing in this movie?
That's the thing. Tom Cruise takes the mic, and he takes the movie. The movie belongs to him. He does his own singing, and he's good.
Not bad.
Great number in the middle of the film.
Bonnie, I'll just let you know that Bonnie, as she was getting this clip ready, she saw Tom Cruise singing, and she immediately started to get a little lightheaded.
I did. I got a little dizzy, Paul.
Can you believe that he's 50?
I know. That's exactly what I said. If you're 50, you shouldn't look like that shirtless.
I mean, good on him. I mean, he looks great. He sounds great. He's the reason to see this. Go for Cruise, but there's not much else to see here.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Paul. That is our movie guy, Paul Preston. You can find him at themovieguys.net.